Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines.
AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden announced 31 Abrams tanks will be going to Ukraine, a response to Russian aggression.
That's what we all want, an end to this war in just and lasting terms. You know, our teams do not permit one nation. We're not going to allow one nation to steal the neighbor's territory by force.
It follows an announcement by Germany that it will send tanks. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says conditions have changed on the ground in Ukraine.
The kinds of fighting that the Russians are doing right now, and the kinds of fighting, more importantly, that we believe the Ukrainians are going to need to be capable of in weeks and months ahead, well into 2023.
The U.S. decision follows Germany agreeing to send 14 Leopard 2 A6 tanks from its own stocks. A teacher who was shot and wounded by a six-year-old student in Newport News, Virginia, is suing the school district. Abigail Werner's attorney, Diane Toscano, says on the day of the shooting, administrators were warned three times about the boy.
This tragedy was entirely preventable if the school administrators responsible for school safety had done their part and taken action when they had knowledge of imminent danger.
The superintendent has said at least one administrator was told on the day of the shooting the boy might have had a weapon, but no weapon was found. One person was killed, another severely injured, in an attack carried out by a person with a bladed weapon at a church in Spain. A knife-wielding man described by police as a stateless Palestinian has fatally stabbed two people and injured seven others on a train in northern Germany before being grabbed by passengers and arrested by police. Authorities in Chicago say one person has died, eight others taken to hospitals, as firefighters responded to a high-rise apartment building fire on the south side. Stocks have been lower at the close on Wall Street. This is AP News. The ocean blue tweed dress and matching coat Jill Biden wore for her husband's presidential inauguration went on display at the Smithsonian's National Museum of American History. The museum is also displaying the ensemble the First Lady wore for evening inaugural events.
Clothing is an art and articulation. It's a manifestation of a moment of time. It's history.
There were no inaugural balls for President Biden, who took office during the height of the coronavirus pandemic. The display includes items that set it apart from the others.
Matching masks. You know, they're just pieces of small cloth. But they represent the enormity of what we all faced at the time.
The First Lady says she hopes the exhibit shows how the country came together, rebuilding shoulder to shoulder and heart to heart. Ed Donahue, AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Josh Rountree. We start in the NBA, where Milwaukee won again. More from correspondent Chuck Freeman.
The Bucks strolled through a 107-99 win over the Nuggets, who are missing many of their stars, including MVP Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 33 to lead the way. Antetokounmpo says he doesn't concern himself with the opponent's roster.
I just try to focus on myself and what I can do to help my team be successful and try to win that game that night, so it doesn't really change who's in front of me.
The Nuggets tried to be physical with Antetokounmpo. He shot 22 free throws in the second half. The Bucks also won despite committing 23 turnovers. Aaron Gordon had 26 points for the Nuggets. Chuck Freeman, Milwaukee.
The 76ers beat Brooklyn in a high-scoring affair, 137-133. Tyrese Maxey had 27.
Cleveland really played good. They shot 60% from the field, I think Coach Doc was saying. So, but at the end of the day, those games are ones you have to tough out and grit out, and it shows a lot about your team, and we won them.
On the college hardwood, fourth-ranked Tennessee blew out Georgia 70-41 behind seven assists from Zakai Ziegler.
I would just say how unselfish we are as a unit, because I feel like no matter the game it is, everybody goes into the game thinking, what can I do to win, not what can I do to score 20 points. And tonight was the perfect night to show that.
13th-ranked Xavier, top 19th-ranked UConn, 82-79. On the ice, Toronto dropped the Rangers 3-2. Mitch Marner scored the OT winner for the Maple Leafs.
Well, I thought we were just relentless, really. All four lines, every single line wasn't trying to do anything too fancy, too crazy. I think we were getting pucks in. We were forechecking very well. We were being above a lot of options. when we did when they did flip it out or anything like that, I thought our D did a great job of turning it quickly, finding lanes or getting it back in, and I'm just kind of resetting everything again.
And in the NFL, Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes said Wednesday that he's, quote, good to go for Sunday's AFC Championship game against Cincinnati following a high ankle sprain in KC's divisional round win over Jacksonville. I'm Josh Roundtree, AP Sports.
Senators grilled Ticketmaster over its meltdown during the sale of Taylor Swift concert tickets. The Ticketmaster site crashed in November, overwhelmed by buyers wanting tickets for Swift's stadium tour.
We apologize to the fans. We apologize to Ms. Swift. We need to do better, and we will do better.
Connecticut Democrat Richard Blumenthal called Joe Berchtold's company Live Nation Ticketmaster
the 800-pound gorilla.
Senators are worried about Ticketmaster's dominance.
This whole concert ticket system is a mess. It's a monopolistic mess.
Among the suggestions, making tickets non-transferable and requiring more transparency in ticket fees. Berchtold says Ticketmaster doesn't set ticket prices.
Pricing and distribution strategies are determined by the artists and their teams.
A competitor says the best way to restore competition is to break up Ticketmaster and Live Nation. The Carter Center says only 13 human cases of guinea worm disease were reported worldwide last year. In 1986, guinea worm infected 3.5 million people.
There's a lot of discussion about how the last mile of an eradication program is the most difficult.
People who drink unclean water can ingest parasites that can grow as long as 3 feet. The worm incubates for up to a year before painfully emerging, many times through the feet or other sensitive parts of the body. Adam Weiss with the Carter Center tells the AP they are close to the end of guinea worm, but not close enough.
It is going to be a very long and arduous last mile.
Part of the eradication work is training people to filter and drink clean water. Also, those who have had it are telling their stories.
There generally is kind of a fear of how bad it is to get guinea worm.
Weiss says guinea worm is poised to be the second human disease to be eradicated after smallpox. I'm Ed Donahue.
New data show that the vaccination rate for kindergartners has dropped again. I'm Norman Hall. Usually 94% to 95% of kindergartners are vaccinated against measles, tetanus, and certain other diseases. The vaccination rates dropped below 94% in the 2020-2021 school year during the first year of the COVID-19 pandemic. A Centers for Disease Control and Prevention study released Thursday found rates dropped again in the 2021-2022 school year to about 93%. Officials cite disruptions to healthcare from the pandemic and likely decreased confidence in vaccines. Federal officials are starting a new campaign to try to boost vaccination rates among kids. Norman Hall, Washington.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.